Deborah, with her 30 years of being an entrepreneur and creating over 7 companies, knows exactly what it means to accept the mission. When you make that decision, when you accept the mission to become a solopreneur, to take yourself and your talents to market, then you embrace a life of not only unlimited possibilities, but also the unknown. It's an elixir of fear and bravery that only someone who's taken the leap really understands. On our show, Deb digs deep with her guests to highlight what you, the listener, wants to know. The stories, the whys, and the hows to navigate the journey to success. Get ready to hear from some of the most incredible mission takers from Generation Z to Boomers. So sit up, perk up, and get ready to be blown away. Now here is your host, Deborah Drummond.
Oh my goodness, I can't believe you're back for another week. It's pretty good because I wouldn't want to be here by myself. I have to do a big shout out to the best podcast audience ever. You continue to share, you continue to ask for what you want. And you're probably thinking, oh my goodness, this looks like a group podcast. I didn't know it was a group podcast. Well, you are with the cast and crew of High Volume today. And let me tell you, you know how you're going to feel when you get off? You are going to feel musically motivated. And it's not because of what I ask at the end of the show for those of you that have been hanging out for a while. So thank you so much to all of our podcast listeners all around the world. We are so appreciative, and so is our guest. So keep doing what you're doing and keep sharing what you're sharing. And today I'm going to introduce and kick this off with Jesse Norsworthy, who is an incredible man living in the same city as me. Lucky me. And we had a chance to meet, and here we are. He is the head of this party, so I'm going to let him go and tell you exactly what this casting crew is doing and what it's all about. So Jesse, welcome to Mission Accepted. Awesome.
Thank you so much. And thank you so much for having us, Deborah. I really appreciate it. High Volume is a coming of age TV series. It's roughly based around a mid-20s male and his mother who have been, you know, unfortunately had to move around a lot. And they're in a new town and they're just trying to find their way. And here we have a few members of the cast with the picture. And the project is very music heavy. So there's going to be a theme throughout the series here that's going to be the driving force. You're going to feel motivated and excited, not only from the talented artists and actors that are part of the picture, but the music itself. And Rebecca, who is here, is playing one of the main roles, and she's going to have a budding career in the music industry. She's a singer, songwriter, and DJ. So we'll be in the underground scenes of that, and that'll be kind of part of the music and drives that. But yeah, everyone that's here is Sean and Rebecca, Jeremy and Anna. They're all cast of the projects. Anna playing Maria, who's the mother of Jacob. Jacob's the lead role. Rebecca's love interest is, and Sean here is a tattoo shop owner. But each one of these characters has a very in-depth character analysis that we're going to dive into, multiple layers. So it'll be excited to dive into it and explore where these characters can go. And it's a pleasure to have everybody here on the show. Thank you.
No, absolutely. I am looking forward to talking to every single one of you. But before we do, let's give a little background. So Jesse, how did this come to be? Our audience may not know you. There might be one or two that does. That's like, who's this Jesse guy? Give us a little backstory on you.
Yeah, for sure. So I've been in the industry a long time. I did a lot of acting when I was younger. I went to film school, acting school. So I was in front of the camera in the early areas of my life, and then got into film school and just kind of got behind the camera and got into the IATSE 669 camera union and worked for a specialized drone company and specialized camera company. So we've worked on all the large pictures, Transformers and Predator. So I've worked sort of in every industry throughout the years of my life. And, we just decided to, my brother and I are producers for all our projects. So together we decided, why don't we do our own projects after, years of working in the industry. So because of that, we were able to wear many hats. So, we do a lot of everything in the productions, from production, raising money, doing the cast as well as locations. So we're able to bring a small budget to life with a large sort of production value. And recently we made a film for $125,000 Canadian budget, submitted to a bunch of festivals globally. We actually ended up winning the Beverly Hills Film Festival in 2009, as well as the Stony Brook New York Film Festival, and international at the ICU International Paris Film Festival. So that sparked distribution on Amazon Prime and Apple TV, and ever since then it's sort of opened up the doors in a big way. And this project is loosely based on some of the things I've dealt with in my life. So it's totally created by me, 100% written by me, and that's where I am now. So I'm just focusing on doing this pilot episode. It's called Ink and Ice. And it's going to be exciting to kind of see how this organically grows.
Oh, it's amazing. Thank you for that backstory. And we're seeing more and more of that, right? Like, budgets and vision don't have to match. You can have a huge vision. And budgets, I mean, it's always nice. I mean, hey, it's always nice to have as much
creativity. Yeah.
Everyone's like, what do you mean? But it's possible. We saw it. We saw it at the last awards.
Totally. I always say just shoot it. Just get it done. And that's what this is. This is a pilot. You know, it's a 22-minute episode. So we're going to get that in the can. And if we get it picked up, then we'll probably, reshoot it. Maybe we'll do a great job and they'll love that first episode and air it. But the goal is to show what we can do with a very small budget at a very high level. And then from there, who knows what is possible.
Yeah, well, we're looking forward to that. So let's talk to some of this crew. So I'm going to ask you, so Sean, what was it about this project that drew you? What's the role that you're playing? What's the name of the character you're playing? Share a little bit with us.
Well, I'll be playing Dave. I've known Jesse for a while, and I know his ambition, and I know the perseverance that he's gone through, and I just like him as a person. And I know, like, a lot of the stuff he does in a person's life and how he is as a dad and how motivated he is. So, the big thing for me is I just really like Jesse. So when he offered me this role and he showed me the script, it was pretty much like, could you write a script that was more me? Like, it's like a semi-disgruntled, but hardworking, ambitious, fair mentor style tattoo artist or tattoo shop owner, in his mid-40s, that's pretty much me to a T. So it's pretty cool. And then talking with him about, the backstory of the character, because I can't just play Sean. I got to try to step kind of out of my box a little bit with the role, but it's so close to how I am naturally. So it'll be an interesting thing to be able to work with him and develop the character and see where it goes as it picks up along the way. But yeah, when he talked to me about it, I felt like he was like, you're the only guy who I can think of doing this. And knowing him, it's such a genuine thing. So I just honored that I came to his mind. And how can you say no to someone that you have so much admiration and respect for, and someone who's a visionary, but not just someone who envisioned these things, but does the things through thick and thin, regardless of what challenges may be faced, he will find the solution as he always does. And move forward no matter what. So how can you not get behind a guy like that? It's for me, playing Dave is it's great. I'm used to playing in my other roles, I'm just a goon holding a gun, usually second or third guy back. So to get kind of a bigger speaking role and have a character develop, over time as this progresses, is I'm just super excited about the whole project. And to work with Jesse, outside of just being our friendship, being in a position where I can really just follow his lead in his vision. And he's so open to the dynamic of if you have a vision too, you can express it to him respectfully, and he will take it into consideration alongside his. And so it just gives me that feeling this could become a family as a show versus just a role and I'll see you later when it's done type deal,
Totally.
That's awesome. That's awesome. So important. Synergy. Wow. And audience, you'll have to come back because you'll be seeing Sean come and talk about his book and all the things on Mission Accepted. Thank you so much. And Anna, what role are you playing? How did this come about? What's about you? Tell us about you.
Tell you about me. Okay. So I was an actor for a long time. Still am.
but I started at 18, so a couple decades ago. I've known Jesse for 27 years, and I stand by what Sean said. He's an amazing man, amazing father, and an amazing talent. So, of course, like Sean said, when Jesse had this opportunity come, he gave me, when he presented it to me, I was like, obviously, let's go. I'm so excited. And I've been a single mother, so that I can relate to with the character. And of course, there's other things to dive deep into. He's just, he's an amazing, I mean, his last film that he did was so successful in the awards and all of that. So I'm just excited to be a part of it.
What role are you going to be playing? Like, what's your character?
I am the mother of Jacob. And so I'm excited to make those connections, learn more about the character, dive deeper, like Sean was saying, and work it out. And let's be playful and get those people to connect, you know, get the audience to connect with us. I'm excited to be back. I've been, like I said, been acting since I was 18. Took a little break. I got a couple teenagers, so I jumped in, back in and out, but it's my craft, it's my passion, so I'm super excited and very grateful to be a part
those
of this.
Those teenagers are going to be in the show, too, at some point.
Yeah.
Get around in the show.
100%.
You're not wrong, Sean, when you said family.
Yeah.
That would happen, right?
Yeah. We're pretty
new. Yeah, and that's also a big thing about this. It's all about the people for me, so, you know, I want us to all get along and have fun doing it.
Yeah.
And that's more important to me. So I'm just glad everyone's on the same page.
Yeah. I feel like it's going to be a nice little unit. Oh, we all get to know each other. I mean, you and I obviously
know each other.
Yeah. Well, it's funny. I met Jeremy and Rebecca backstage at a DJ and we were all pretty much raving. So right away, I didn't think we were going to get along. Yeah.
Well, look, that's popped out over to Jeremy. Like, you tell us the same thing. Like, what role are you going to be playing? What have you done in the past? You know, what's your character?
Oh, my name is Jeremy. I actually don't have like a huge background in like acting. I've really only done some background stuff for a few different things. Like, I've done background for Riverdale in 6, and done a little bit of modeling stuff. I have a background more so in fitness and sales, and then I work in the nightlife as well. I met Jesse probably only about a month and a half ago. We've gone for coffees and had some food since then. He's seems like a pretty great guy, and yeah, we've had some good conversations, and I'm just really excited to play this role. Playing Jacob, he's a graffiti artist, talented graffiti artist, and he's not just a tough guy. I like it because I feel like it hits home where he's a loyal guy dealing with a lot internally, and I feel like that really hits home. But yeah.
Right on. Wow, this is going to be amazing. So Rebecca, I hear you like music. We need to talk. Yeah. Hi. Thanks so much for having us. I just want to like go to say to speak to everything. Like, I feel like Jesse really handpicked this cast and goes to show like how much like life imitates art and how much this this project of High Volume like really bleeds everybody's life a little bit. And like likewise, I just got a chance to meet Jesse, but I feel like him offering me the character of Nicole, who is Jacob's love interest. We often see in TV and film that like a love interest could be played very flat and the female, whatever that is, that archetype. But Nicole has such an emotional depth of her own, has her own creative challenges, and is just going to be going and experiencing like her own artistic world and like kind of exploring that for herself, and very much so coming of age in a world that is Jacob's. So I'm really, really excited to just kind of be able to kind of dive into all different aspects of it all and kind of just have a little bit more of like myself, like Rebecca being played forward to be playing Nicole, and just working with everybody and getting to see everyone's or who they are, and then also through their characters. Wow. And like a new DJ, so how can I say no?
Yeah.
Well, it's musically motivated and you DJing. Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
How long have you been doing that? And how long have you been involved in music? I don't actually DJ, so I like to think that I can, you know, hear up.
Okay.
I'm an actor first. I've been working in the film industry for about 10 years in Canada. And Yeah, I mean, I'm always eager to want to say yes to creatives that just have such an extraordinary vision and people that really put plan into action. It's a really, really hard thing to do. And it takes a lot of courage to just say, yes, we're doing it. And then just the belief and the backing that comes from the cast and crew with that. So, I mean, art's a lonely, lonely world, but the world just needs more of it.
Oh, right on.
So, Jesse, we're hearing a lot of, so it's good. Obviously, Synergy has already been set. Congratulations. And we're hearing this music and this piece and these relationships. Like, without telling the story, and, you know, feel free to tell what you want to tell about the story, kind of give us a picture a little bit. So there's some music, there's some relationships, there's Mo and Son. What are you hoping comes together cohesively for the audience to feel and walk away with?
Well, they're going to relate a lot to it because it's literally what's happening out there. And a lot of it's pulled from what's going on right now, like, you know, in the music scenes and, you know, with arts. And so I'm really showing a lot of that, like with Rebecca and Jeremy. Like, Rebecca's going to be showing Jacob or Jeremy just kind of what's going on in that industry, that community. So kind of the underground sort of music scene, that's, they're sort of both in that and doing a lot of promotional stuff. So they're just going to be natural in that environment. But that's kind of what we're showing is what's actually happening out there. So a lot of people are watching, they're going to relate to it. I don't know if you've seen the show Friday Night Lights, the TV series, but it was very, very real about the characters and what they were going through just coming out of high school and going into college. This is a little bit past that, but it's real life stuff. That's the biggest thing. So anyone that's watching it is going to relate to it. And there's such a diverse cast that really the age group is 18 to 60, really. So I think just people will gravitate to it, just relate to the characters and want to know more. And as, you know, we peel back those layers, everyone's going to, you know, everyone's dealing with something and there's going to be conflicts between each character. People are going to just really relate to that. But also they're going to feel like they're part of that community and seen by seeing what's actually happening. It's going to be a really cool show.
No, my goodness. I'm sure you're all looking forward to it. This is going to be incredible. We're definitely going to have to come back right before you kind of maybe go to the festivals or something. And that's going to be the question that people are going to, when they're watching this, is going to be like, where can we see it? How can we see it? The pilot's not been shot yet, and it's all in process. And then your agenda at this point to be able to take it forward for people to go see would be, I mean,
we'll probably have it wrapped by spring. So we're doing our first scenes hopefully before Christmas, if not first week of Jan kind of thing.
Yeah.
But we already have those locations set. We're just going to get the cast together and do some more table reads and get everyone comfortable and kind of build on that. But the goal is to have it all wrapped and in the can and ready to go by the spring so we can hit some of the festivals and hopefully do that run and then maybe picked up in the fall or the following year, see how that goes. But it'll be an exciting ride.
It is. Well, creative process is always art, right? I mean, you kind of heard it, like, congratulations and thank you to and accolades and bravery. I always, you know, I have this new hashtag lately called, you know, borrow bravery. And that's kind of what you do when you put an artistic project together, right?
Totally. Yeah. And it just kind of organically gets to where it finishes.
Yeah.
You know, it's like our last film, like we weren't even sure we were going to finish it. It took us 2 years. We're shooting over the weekends, finally did it and submitted to these festivals, not knowing we were going to even get accepted, let alone win them. So you never know what's going to happen. And I tell young filmmakers to just shoot stuff and just do it because you don't know what the result will be. But if you don't do anything, nothing's going to happen. So you just got to get out there and push through it and find a way to do it. And it'll be a fun process. And I've done it before, so I'm happy to share those experiences with people and it'll kind of, motivate them.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, look, the show is called Mission Accepted. And it's about people taking on a mission. It's about people saying yes. And more than just saying yes, because that's part of it that might be scary. That might be, oh my gosh, I don't know. But it takes a certain kind of bravery to stay on a mission and continue to stay, right? You have your back against the wall and you're all in. What does that look like? Yeah. I'm going to kind of go around the room and ask each of you. It doesn't necessarily have to be in relationship to this, but in relationships, a decision to do something like this. Like, what is it for you that you had to overcome? Was it mental? Like, how do you set yourself mentally? Or have you had your back against the wall? Or have you had to juggle, you know, kids and career and this and that? Like, what is it that it's kind of the stuff that people don't talk about, right? It's like, oh, it's great. We're doing a film or we're starting a company or we sell jewelry or whatever. There's all this stuff that goes on behind the curtain, right? But it's behind the curtain. Yeah. So, Sean, I'm going to go to you. Like, for you to be stepping into this place in your life right now, in this role or in the role of acting in general, what was something that you had to kind of bat the wall with?
I think for me, it was like, it came to like, you know, a lot of people will tell you things like you can, or it doesn't just happen like that. And, you know, it could discourage you or slow you down. But I read this thing online recently. It was like, you almost have to be delusional enough that you just know it's going to work out no matter what, because you'll make it work out and it'll just keep going. So for me, it's like, I just do what is passion. Like, I stopped working for, when I stopped working for money and started working for time, because that's all we have. And I started trying to like create a life with ideas instead of this 9-to-5 construct that we all get given. I'm more like, now it's like, just do the things like Jesse was saying, like, just put it out there and it's how you think about it. So if you believe it and you like it, that's good enough. And there's enough people in the world that will resonate with who you are and what you're about. Cause you know, we're going to find our niche people. So, you know, I remember years ago, I put a photo online and it got 22,000 likes in 4 days and it got 2 dislikes. And at that time, I looked at the 2 people that didn't like it. Crazy, eh? Like, that's a crazy thought. I didn't think about, wow, this is a really good thing. I went and actually looked at their profiles. So now, like, and that's all learning as far as like the course of this whole process that I'm going through is like, just believe in it. Even if you find the hurdles or you find a battle, or even if there's some stuff that just doesn't work, those are just more things that show you it will work because you've learned what not to do. So just persevere, because if it was easy, everyone would do it. And if you stop, nothing happens. And if you just keep going, you will find the solution. So yes, definitely be delusional enough to believe in yourself, because we're only here for a short amount of time. And I don't want to have regrets at the end of it. And I've been told lots of times like, oh, you can't just do this and you can't just do that. Well, now I think like, they can't do that. I can, and I'm going to, for me and for me only. And what's, you know, just be your best self. And if you do your best, then that's your best. So just do that and like be happy with the effort and people will see it.
That's amazing. And we've all got caught up on the two. We've all got caught up on the two. Anna, for you, your moment of boring bravery.
Oh, well, honestly, my acting coaches really were. So I went to Lyric. It's not here anymore, but my acting coaches were, you know, they punch. They're like, you never say no, you never give up. And when it's scary, that's when you dive in deep. And for me, I've always held that dear to me. And, you know, life experiences, life hasn't always been easy. Not saying that it even is now or whatever, you know, there's blessings and there's the other parts. And I love the fact that as an artist, we can take all of our stuff.
Oopsie.
Almost. We get to take all of our things and we could put it into our characters, put it into our craft. And it's scary, but at the end, it's the most thrilling and the most fun. And I've done a lot of independent films and a lot of bigger budget films. I have to say, not saying like I don't like the bigger budgets, you know, money, but the craftsmanship, the heart, the soul that goes into independent films are my favorite. And that's what keeps me going. So I'm happy to be back. And yeah, I'm excited.
Wow. That's awesome. There's a couple of things that I heard in there. Definitely reviewing the, you know, the blessings and the lessons.
Yeah.
Things and the lessons. And then having that mentorship, like someone really drilling in, like just keep going. And I always say, you know, sometimes the tougher it gets, the bigger the paycheck. If that's what you have to tell yourself, right? The tougher it gets. So there's lots of really good juicy
things. And also for like us as artists, there's so many benefits to like diving deep and doing the things that are scary. Those are my favorite things to do. Like as an actor, like my favorite roles are gritty and dark and deep. And, you know, let's bring that, all that ugly, beautiful, make it all beautiful. You know,
I love that.
Your story.
Yeah, I love that. Ugly, beautiful. That's the name of it. Great perfume or something.
No,
all right. Me and Heather make a perfume. All right. Jeremy, how about you? I know this is fairly new for you, but it doesn't mean that there hasn't that you haven't had a borrow bravery or when you had pushed up. Like, how do you keep yourself going, or how do you motivate yourself, or anything like that?
I don't even know if I'm going to have too long of an answer. I'm kind of just really trying to wrap my head around everything. So trying to learn as I go, I guess.
No, look at that's a perfect formula for success. Learn as you go, right? Don't worry about what you don't know. Just be with what you do know, and the next step will follow. And no matter where we are, right? Good for you to be able to be in the moment.
That's perfect for
the first. So the best 20 years, the meditate that one.
Exactly. Yeah.
We got to learn our way back to that answer.
Yeah, that's right. Jeremy, you're a guru and you didn't even know it. All right, Rebecca, how about that? Wrapping up the show, what is it that you do to, you know, what have you done or what do you do to be able to keep doing what you're doing?
Yeah, I appreciate that conversation, Deb. I mean, like, especially in this industry, like, it's really, really hard. Often people don't speak about their failures. People love to glamour their successes. And I think just kind of having a known and like understanding being in a room and being very human in the artistic experience and being like, this is the struggles I go through. I'm an actor. I audition all too many and I get way too much rejection. But you know what I mean? It's like the biggest thing to overcome that for myself that I've been meditating on a while is just like switching my mindset and not seeking the outcome, but seeking the experience. And that just like being able to be like, today I get to audition. Today I get to do what it is that I love, regardless of not booking the role, because there's always a lesson underlying something. And I think it's just like, the person that's going to win the race is the person that stays in it the longest. And you just cannot let up. And you need to just make sure that you're doing it for the right reasons and always have that internal compass to check in.
Right on. Right on. I love that. Okay, look, it only because the show is motivated musically and I know we're getting to the top of it. Audience, you stay with me. One question, you're going to be like, oh my gosh, I don't know. I love somebody. You get one. It cannot be a collection. It cannot be a greatest hits. Look, you're all going on a trip. I just gave you a trip. You've got one suitcase. In that suitcase, you can take one piece of vinyl. Yes, I said vinyl. One band, one song, or one artist. What could you not imagine not playing for the rest of your life? And Sean can attest that when you get to your private island, you're going to have a record player there. So Jesse, don't think about it. Who could you not imagine not listening to for a few days?
Oh my God, it's such a big question. But I would go with the Eagles, Hotel California.
All right.
This reminds me of, you know, driving into the sunset or something like that.
Perfect. Sean, what about you?
Blink 182, hands down, from the discography, from the beginning, from the very beginning, from albums people don't know about, right to today. I don't know. I've been a Blink fan forever, so.
There it is. There it is. Okay, Anna.
I knew I was coming up next, but you did, really. I know. Oh, man. What a tough choice. I'd go The Doors and Michael Jackson. I did too. Sorry.
Oh, I wanted was going to be movie taken.
Let's go out and do The Doors. We'll go to The Doors.
All right. Jeremy. Are you taken?
I'm going to go Motley Crue.
Take me to the top.
Nice one.
To end up on the same island. And Rebecca, wrap us up.
Fleetwood Mac all the way. Dreams, Fleetwood Mac.
Oh,
nice. Yeah, that's a good one.
Right on. What a great show this is going to be. I can't wait to see it. I have anticipation, which is exactly what we wanted. We want you to feel anticipation of this show coming out, and I think that's exactly what we achieved today. Look, I'm going to speak to the audience for a minute. They will all have their socials. Follow them, cheer them on, watch the princess. It's so important, isn't it? You just said it, right? It's so cool when someone's here, hears your song, watches the show, comes to our channel, and you actually get this note for someone that you don't know that goes, wow, that was really cool. What you said changed my life. That role really made an impact on me. So we're expecting that from you, and our audience is very active, so don't be surprised. And look, if you are so inspired and you have a story to share, there is a seat for you on Mission Accepted. You can call us up. We're not difficult. It's really like you go to devdrummond.com. It's my name. You just go there on every page, just a little button that will get you through to the office and we will book you in. So thank you for being with us today on Mission Accepted. We know that you're going to be coming back. You're going to see Sean talking about a completely different topic the next time you see him on the show. Thank you, everybody. Jesse, thanks for pulling everybody together. We so appreciate you. And audience, you know what to do. But as always, we will see you next week. And until then, you be well and you stay groovy. Bye for now.
Bye.
Thanks, Deb.